The road woes continue for Portland. The Blazers could not stop a balanced Sacramento attack. That sounds just strange, a balanced Sacramento attack. They lost to the Kings 95-92 in Sacramento. Blazer head coach Nate McMillan says they were their own worst enemies.
It's just self-destruction, you know. We scored 56 in the first half and 36 in the second half and, you know, really had control of this game, had a good flow going. And, you know, the second half is pretty much what it's been for us here on the road.
LaMarcus Aldridge finished with 28 plus 14 rebounds for Portland. They had just 13 points in the third quarter. Portland is only 3-9 on the road this season. Other winners yesterday: Memphis, Chicago, San Antonio, Denver, and Golden State. And while we're in the NBA, Dallas Morning News says Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban likely facing another fine after ripping the officials following Wednesday's loss to Oklahoma City. Cuban told ESPNDallas.com that he hadn't seen the officiating this bad in a long, long time, and the NBA does not take kindly to comments such as that. Moving on to college ball, the Ducks used a strong second half to beat Utah in Salt Lake City, 79-68. Game tied at halftime at 36, but then Tony Woods and Carlos Emery got in the game. They had sat out the first half for disciplinary reasons. Emery finished with 14, while Woods added 6 plus 5 rebounds. DeVoe Joseph led the Ducks with 20. Meantime, Oregon State's three-game winning streak disappeared into the thin air of Boulder as Colorado beat the Beavers yesterday 82-60. Beaver coach Craig Robinson says his team just was not ready to play. Jared Cunningham, the Pac-12's leading scorer, held to just 12 points in that contest. And a Lombardi Trophy rematch is on tap Sunday when the Patriots faced the Giants in Super Bowl 46. The Giants upset the previously unbeaten Patriots 17-14 in Super Bowl 42. That one played in 2008. The Patriots entered the Super Bowl on a 10-game winning streak after dispatching the Ravens in the AFC Championship game. The G-Men beat the Falcons, Packers, and 49ers en route to their fifth Super Bowl in franchise history. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.